This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It is the Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. It is time to go to the guest line this morning because it seems like being an air traffic controller, first of all, cannot be very fun. And secondly, it has to be awful if you're in Newark. You know about all the issues they've been experiencing over the last few weeks, losing contact with airplanes as they are trying to land, a highly stressful job. And to talk about the stress of a job like that and others, Melanie Preston is a therapist and founder of Matter of Focus Counseling and joins us now on KMOX. Melanie, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Chris and Amy. Glad to be here this morning.
The first thing that we heard about the trauma leave that some of these air traffic controllers got, it was something like 45 days after they have an experience like that. First time I had ever heard of trauma leave for an air traffic controller. So first of all, tell us what trauma leave is and why it's important.
So when we talk about trauma leave is a little different than, say, a short-term or a long-term disability. So trauma leave is more of a short-term, immediate time off after there is some highly distressing event. So whereas, a short-term or long-term disability, you usually have to have some type of a medical diagnosis or some type of medical documentation, trauma leave is more like a psychological first aid, where you are giving your brain the space to come down from high alert mode.
Go ahead.
So it's really meant to support your emotion regulation, your mental health. So it's not about physical recovery after, say, something physical has happened. It's really to give the brain a chance to calm down.
Are all jobs, employments required to have trauma leave?
They are not. I would say that it's a great thing to have. So even when we're talking about, you know, say today we're talking about the air traffic controllers. Well, you have other people that fit into that category as well. You have healthcare workers. You have, honestly, even teachers, first responders, any job that is considered a high risk job. And these days, even going to work as a teacher can be considered a high risk job because, you know, when we think of someone coming into a school and there being a school shooting, or even if, you know, unfortunately, there are students who commit suicide, but anything or any job in which you are experiencing or have the capacity to experience a traumatic event in the workplace, that is a career that should be considered.
Well, who gets to decide that? Is it upon employment? And then, you know, is it just in a contract, or is it certain jobs just have it? And then when it comes time to use it, who should get to decide? Should the employee get to decide that?
So I think it's always best. It would be great if every HR department had this included as just a general rule of thumb. To be quite honest, I worked with a local police force here not too long ago, and one of the officers had a personal situation in which a significant other was tragically murdered. And because of the complexity of the situation, well, that officer, she really needed time away, because it was way too close to home. Unfortunately, that particular police force did not have any such policy.
Interesting.
So, and I know. And so I think, you know, we do see a lot of, say, short term disability. Right. And you can use short term disability to get time off. But the term trauma leave, mm-hmm. I think it's newer, and it honestly, it means we have to be very proactive. It means we're not waiting until the traumatic thing happens, right? So it makes sense for all police officers, for all fire stations, all the city, you know, those city officials, to have trauma leave embedded into their HR policies, or even if they're going through an employee assistance program, it would make sense. But I don't think we tend to see a lot of it in that way. And then the second part of your question is who then gets to determine it, right? Again, I think it depends on who or where the policy lies. And right now, I think it's probably more on a case-by-case basis. I've not seen a ton of just trauma leave policies being enforced.
Yeah. And, you know, and there might be listeners too thinking about different types of trauma, because obviously there are high stress situations, but someone might understand, we had a recent officer involved shooting, and the video, the body cam was up, and it sounded like the officer was pretty upset that he did have to shoot someone who was actively shooting at the officers. That person died, and I wondered, okay, this police officer, will he get time away? And I think maybe listeners might understand that if 20 or 40 aviation workers step away because Newark was crowded, they might say, well, wait a minute, those seem like two different types of trauma.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think one of the best examples I can give is usually when soldiers have been away at war, or they have, you know, done some time, you know, overseas or what have you. Typically, when they come back into the States, or when they have finished that term, they have what's called reentry. You know, they don't just immediately get to go home to their family. They may get to see their family, but usually they go through a reentry type phase where they are reintroduced. Their mind is able to be reintroduced into general civilization, right? Where they understand that they are not constantly at war. So the same principle is true, because again, with this isn't about, this is really about, how do we calm the nervous system? How do we calm it? Because you want to, in this case, you want to prevent long-term issues like PTSD or burnout, right? This is prevention. This is not where we wait until we just kind of keep going, and we keep putting these air traffic controllers, and these pilots and whomever, where we keep putting them into these situations, because neuroscience also teaches us that once the brain is traumatized, the brain really does start to reshift and reconfigure itself around that trauma. So if we're trying to prevent the long-term effects of trauma, having things in place such as trauma leave. If there's, even if there's a school that has something that happens, trauma leave should be a thing.
So it's not like, well, you guys didn't lose any airplanes and nobody died, so you shouldn't get trauma leave. It's the situation was highly stressful, and therefore there needs to be a recovery period. Is that basically it?
Yes. This is the recovery period.
So,
This is a That's absolutely right.
yeah, we were, and that was actually the question I was going to get to. Because I think that's super fascinating. Most people probably did look at the situation like, well, everybody landed safely. What's the
Or
problem?
maybe a
But for that.
couple of them, but not so many. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
was it
Right.
one guy, two guys in the tower, they had a bad day, or was it 40?
Well, is it, and I was wondering if it's because they have a shortage as it is, so they're already stressed, and then this happened on top of it, right? So is that kind
Right.
of the thinking?
Yes. So think about this as being very layered, okay? So if you're constantly going into a high pressure situation, and to your point, everything surrounding our government, not our government officials, but what is happening with our departmental, oh gosh, I lost the word, but our different departments, right? There is an everyday stress of, are we going to lose our job? Is today going to be the day? Right? So you already have that stress, and the body really does keep score. It does. So the more we are going through our day and we're wondering, is today going to be the day? Is today going to be the day? And not to mention, you know that you have people's lives in your hands daily. Can you even imagine? Can you
No.
really imagine the stress of that? That you have people's lives, you have your coworkers, your colleagues, these flight captains, these flight attendants, the passengers on these planes who are coming in and out of Newark and any other airstrip on a daily basis. And they are depending on you to see what they can't see.
Yeah.
That within itself is enough to just, I mean, you have to have a high emotional intelligence, capability anyway to be able
Yeah.
to do that type job and not succumb under emotional duress on a daily basis. But can you imagine when you start going to work and every day your job is up for grabs? So it's not
Yeah.
just even you, it's who may lose their life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, and you know, and this hits close to home. I have two good friends who are nurses. One works in pediatric oncology, and you lose kids. You lose kids, and another works in pediatric trauma, where, you know, St. Louis has high gunshot wounds in children, and they're working with that. And I don't know that they've either of them have ever mentioned trauma leave to me, but they talk about the enormous physical toll that the emotional toll takes on them.
Right.
I don't know how they go to work every day.
Right. And, you know, you would think that things such as having a mental health day and these are things that, you know, unfortunately, we've also been conditioned not to ask for or not to seek because we need to be at work, right? Versus our career and these corporations saying, hey, we care about you long term. You want to talk about long term care for an employee? Start talking about the fact that trauma leave is available when you need it.
Is this something?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Melanie, is this something that you believe will become more commonplace?
I don't think we have a choice, right? Because the reality is people will find a way, right? As a therapist, I constantly work with corporate individuals who are in high stress jobs. They are doctors, they are lawyers, they are in the entertainment industry. I've had pilots, I've had, you know, captains as well. And they are more so trying to use their short-term disability leave, which in and of itself is such hoops you have to go through in order to prove that you need time away. And this is after you've already, you know, been in situations where literally you're already on your last leg.
Melanie Preston, this has been really good information. We appreciate you talking about this with us and a thing that I think most of us didn't even know existed until a couple of weeks ago. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Chris and Amy. It was good to be here with you guys.
Melanie Preston, therapist and founder of Matter of Focus Counseling. It's Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.